along with consignment clothing. It's 56 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788. Stopping by at Highway 14 East or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The severe weather threat is moving east. There's a state of emergency and over 190,000 power outages in Kentucky. Weekend storms blamed for at least 18 deaths across four states, including Texas, where seven people died in Cook County near the Oklahoma border. Peggy Heron was driving and barely made it to shelter in a gas station before the EF4 tornado.
I saw the power lines popping. They were popping like crazy. There were sparks. There was big balls of light. It was scary.
Today, President Biden will lay a wreath and speak at Arlington National Cemetery as part of Memorial Day ceremonies. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says 45 people were killed in an Israeli strike on a refugee camp in Rafah. The Israeli military says it used precision weapons and killed two Hamas leaders. And Papua New Guinea officials tell the UN more than 2,000 people were buried alive in Friday's landslide. This is ABC News. New worries about another possible launch by North Korea. Japan says that North Korea is set to launch what may be its second spy satellite by early next week. Police in Los Angeles are hunting for suspects after the murder of an actor on the soap opera General Hospital. His name was Johnny Wachter.
Best known for his role as Brando on the long-running soap, Wachter was shot in downtown Los Angeles after police say he found a group of thieves around his car. Police say he was with a friend when he caught three people huddled around the vehicle and initially thought the car was getting towed. But investigators say the group was trying to steal the catalytic converter, a car part that's become a common target for thieves across the country because of its valuable metal components.
To ABC's Andrew Fujii, in a deadly lightning strike in Colorado killed a rancher and dozens of cattle. 51-year-old Mike Morgan had just finished branding the cattle and was feeding them when the lightning struck in Jackson County over the weekend. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
At the Creative Outlet, we are grateful for the brave soldiers that have fought for the freedoms that we enjoy. We are also grateful to their families for their ultimate sacrifice of their loved ones. I would be honored to assist anyone that needs help with memory albums honoring these brave men and women. My name is Heather. I can help you find the right products, ideas, and support you in your scrapbooking journey to honor those heroes that have served our great nation. On behalf of all of the consigners and the renters at the Creative Outlet, we thank you for your military service.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Here at Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
As we mark Memorial Day, let's honor the memory of our fallen heroes and express our deepest gratitude for their service and sacrifice. This Memorial Day message is brought to you by Cardinal Glass CG, Walsh's Ace Hardware, Cobison Bus, Meister Log and Lumber, Jones Chevrolet, American Legion Post 85, and VFW Post 2267. Forecast calls for some sunshine this morning, then scattered showers this afternoon. It looks like a high will be in the low 70s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15. Showers ending this evening, then partly cloudy, a low of 50. Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy and cool. A few more showers popping up in the afternoon, a high of 67. Tuesday night, clearing and chilly, a low of 43. And Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy, a high of 70 degrees. In Richland Center, some sunshine, blue skies, and after a low of 55, it is 57 degrees. Today is Monday, the 27th of May, Memorial Day.
Hadn't had a good time since you know when. Got talked into going out with hopes you were staying in. I was feeling like myself for the first time in a long time, till I bumped into some of your friends over there talking to mine. Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby, without warning. I was doing alright, but just your side had talking about us again. And if I would have just laid my drink down and walked out, why I wouldn't be in my truck driving us to your house? But you rolled in with your hair in the wind, maybe without warning. I was doing all right, but just your side had
with shining rain was driving thunder lightning. You wrecked my whole
Holmes on WRCO Radio. It is now 10 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Looks like we've got old Hank Bray in out of the weeds today, so we'll see what's going on with him. We'll see if he has been successful in accumulating any bad, good jokes over the weekend. That's coming up. Hopefully you've had a good weekend so far. It's been kind of hit and miss weather-wise. Saturday couldn't have been more beautiful. Yesterday couldn't have been more wet, right? And then this morning we start out pretty nice. We'll see. It could change a little later on the day, but enjoy it while you can.
Everybody's got a problem, so do I. We ain't gonna solve them on a Saturday night. I just put a paycheck in the bank, and I ain't hit the town in a minute to drink. You had one of them, one of those weeks, stuck on repeat. I'll save you a seat. Come on now, swing on by. Bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, bottles on ice. Living on a feel-good standard time. Just busting you back while you cussing the sun. And if your girl don't love you no more, well, here's a tall boy to cry in, and it's been paid for. And if you're short on cash, say cheers. Don't sweat it, leave the sweating to the beer. Come on now, swing on. We turning up, got double cup, the sun's going down. With lagers, I'm a boxer, yeah, I need about 12 rounds. And I could be a sponsor if you like how that sounds. Tell me what you drinking, buckets for a Lincoln. I could cover you and me and everyone you bring. Come on now, swing on.
Of Riverdale High School. You've made it. Congratulations on this milestone. The world awaits your talents. Congratulations, seniors from Bailey Paint and Decorating, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Southwest Technical College, House on the Rock, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Sandy Kane. Few folks even knew his name. But a hero, yes, was he. Left boy, come back man. Still many just don't understand about the reasons we are. Can't forget the look in his eyes or the tears he cried as he said.
to the ground and took the fall to help their fellow man. I love your country and live with pride, and don't forget those who died. America, can't you see? Some gave all, and some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Some gave all.
A song for Memorial Day, and Some Gave All, arguably Billy Ray Cyrus's best song ever. Coming up, we'll see what old Hank's doing. We have birthdays and anniversaries to share as well on a Monday morning. Regular features and full speed ahead.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate. 647-6345.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
In a world with so many things being the same, it's kind of fun to find something different. At WCCU Credit Union, we are striving to be that different kind of financial. A place that offers you the best of both worlds. Whether you want to do business in person or online, we have local people you know and trust, along with secure and robust online banking. Also, we have some awesome rates on savings, loans, and checking, too. For more information or to compare our rates, stop on in to any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. All deposits are federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Time to celebrate. celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Did you know that wearing a hearing aid may reduce your likelihood of developing dementia? In addition to dementia, hearing loss can also negatively impact many other aspects of life, including safety and personal relationships. Keep up with hearing exams every 3 to 5 years to stay on top of hearing health and help slow or prevent the development of dementia. Reach out to your primary care provider today to schedule a hearing test. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're here to help you stay on top of your health.
Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Muller & Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
It's time for the Roundup.
Good morning, Philip.
How you doing, Hanker?
I'm in the live studio.
You're here.
Yes.
Yeah. If I kick you, you'll yell.
Yes. Yes, but I will.
You're not tape delayed.
No. How are you doing today, buddy?
Good. Good. Yeah.
How was your weekend?
Yeah. Well, I think it was all right.
Yes.
You know, we had one nice day on Saturday. One rainy day.
Well, wasn't
it
pretty? But
it,
you know what?
It was.
And I know people go, "Oh, I'm tired of the rain," but you don't want to chase away because in 60 days from now we'll be one.
Yeah, it all averages out.
It
that's
does.
For sure.
It does.
Last year we were crying for rain.
Yes, we were.
It's interesting though. They still do list part of our area.
That's what I saw.
In drought conditions, you think, but it evidently is kind of running off.
So anyway, you know, my adventure with my elbow.
Yeah, how are you doing with
it? Well, it's bursitis. It's infected bursitis.
Oh, man.
So I had to break down and go to the doctor on Friday. And boy, you talk about painful. Unreal, the amount of pain that I have in that elbow.
So you really must have bumped it. You said you just...
Well, yeah, I bumped it, but apparently bursitis is already in there. It just depends if you irritate it or not.
Oh,
which,
okay.
You know, I'm an irritator.
You irritate a lot.
Yeah. So, did you already start with the jokes?
Boom.
Yeah. You've got lawn mowing to do at my place and yours today.
Yeah, I'll be real busy, that's for sure.
So, and do you want me to weed eat first, or do you want to weed eat after?
I don't know. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Because if I take a nap long enough, it's probably going to rain again.
And then...
Won't have to do it then.
You got this planned out.
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So,
got that going for me.
Just to let people know, Arena is supposed to play Belleville today. At Belleville, that game was moved to Arena at 1 p.m. for home talent, just to let people know.
Yeah.
So, if it happens.
They'll hope to get it in.
Yeah. I talked to Brock, the head coach from Belleville, says, well, we're not playing here unless where you bring your snorkels. He said his outfield, because there's a lake and a little creek by their field. He goes, it's about 4 inches underwater.
Oh, man. Yeah. So,
but anyway.
There are some areas that had a lot of it.
Yes, they are. Well, we had a lot yesterday.
Yeah, we were just shy of an inch here at the studio. But
I think we got more than that. I mean, it rained all day.
It never stopped.
It was just pounding down.
Uh-huh.
So, but anyway. Pretty day this morning.
It is beautiful out there. Yeah. You know, and about a half hour ago, there were a few more clouds.
Yes, they were.
It looked like it was more of a rain situation, but now it's cleared out. We've had some questions wondering about it. It appears that they will have the Memorial Day Parade in Richland Center and the outdoor service. There was talk about, they're kind of teetering about whether to move it to the high school, but it looks like the weather's going to hold out this morning anyway.
Yes, yes. Oops, sorry about that, Philip.
But
anyway, you know, don't want to say Happy Memorial Day because it's not. Just remember to those and have.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a somber day and, you know, let
honor those that have served
without question, Phil. Yep. So But, yep. And who's gave the ultimate sacrifice. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, today is Chet's Chuckle, Philip.
Yeah, did you come up with any jokes?
I have a couple.
I know you were kind of, with the rainouts, you were kind of confined to your home, so you probably weren't able to get out there and just kind of get the weeds for jokes.
Well, you know you're ugly when you get handed the camera every time they take a group photo.
That must be my thing.
That's what, like, hey, I'm never in a family photo.
Nope. Exactly. Have to superimpose yourself into the shot, maybe.
A woman visits her husband in prison, Philip. Before leaving, she tells the correction officer, "You shouldn't make my husband work that hard. He's exhausted." The officer laughs and says, "Are you kidding? All he does is eat and sleep and stays in his cell." The wife replies, "He just told me he's been digging a tunnel for months."
No wonder he's tired.
Yes.
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 Oh, well. This one was called in by one of our listeners. A guy is missing the entire left side of his body.
Oh, boy.
He's all right now.
Yeah, he's all right now.
Yeah, that was a contribution from the greater listening audience today.
Hey, anyway, I had my neighbors always take good care of me. So I answered my door yesterday. It says, and I open up the door. He goes, "I'm here to tune your good tire." And I said, "I didn't call you, sir." "I know, but your neighbors did."
Plink, plink, plink. Yes, indeed. Where does a sink go dancing?
Where?
The dish go.
The dish go, yes.
That goes back to the sixth grade comedy.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. When disco was king.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of dance was the Frog Prince best at?
I don't know.
Hip-hop. Hip-hop. Oh, yes.
Yes. The pastor decided to skip church one Sunday morning to go play golf, Philip. He told his assistant he wasn't feeling well. He drove to a golf course in another city so nobody would know him. He teed off on the first hole. A huge gust of wind caught his ball, carried in an extra 100 yards, and dropped it right in the hole for a 450-yard hole-in-one.
Wow.
Yeah. An angel looked at God and said, "What did you do that for?" God smiled and said, "Who's he going to tell?"
Oh, yes. Have a good one there, brother. Well, you got any more?
Maybe a little bit more.
Okay.
Maybe.
The kicker is coming up after these words from Chet's Feet, Seed, and Such.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens. We have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
Hey, Hank, how does Darth Vader like his bagels?
On the dark side.
On the dark side.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes.
You got one right.
Yes. Yes.
Congratulations.
That's the first time in a long time. We're hanging that on the fridge.
Yeah.
A fella buys a talking centipede, Philip, for $5,000 and takes it home in a small box. After 30 minutes, he opens the box and says, "Hey, would you like to go for a beer?" The centipede doesn't answer. Raising his voice, he repeats the question still no reply. Getting angry, thinking he's been done in, he shouts the question loudly, at which the centipede sticks his head out of the box and says, "I heard you the first time. I'm putting on my shoes."
Yeah. Yes. Similar to the football joke we told a while back about the centipede making the tackle starting the first half and the second half, and the coach says, "Where were you in the first half?" And I was putting on my cleats.
Yeah, takes a long time.
32 pairs. Sixteen pairs of cleats, I think, for 32 feet. I don't know.
Or is it 100 feet?
Maybe it's. I don't know. We'll have to look that up. Maybe it'll be on tomorrow's quiz.
Maybe. I don't know if we're having a quiz tomorrow, though. We have a big day tomorrow.
We do. Yeah, we're going to announce our winners.
Poor little Sizzle. There's no mess now.
No, he's out of here.
He's gone.
But, of the qualifiers from last week, we'll announce the winner tomorrow. So
yes.
Around this time, so be listening for that. If you qualified, or if you didn't, maybe you should befriend somebody that did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can share the wealth.
And make sure you tune in for June. We got some nice stuff going on in June as well, Philip.
We do.
All right, I have a kicker here, buddy. Do you have another one?
Oh, yeah, mine's not a kicker. It's, kind of a...
It's sixth grade comedy club.
Again. Well, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What do you get when you cross a Smurf and a cow?
A Smurf and a cow.
That's right, a Smurf and a cow.
A raspberry milkshake.
No, blue cheese.
Blue cheese.
Are Smurfs even popular anymore? I don't hear much about Smurfs.
Well, yeah, I think they would be. I love the idea that we could put the Smurfs in with the Village of Muscadet Morale Fest, you know. It's something I've been working on for next year already.
Oh, wow.
So,
in and amongst the morel mushrooms.
Yes, okay. Because they live in mushrooms.
Yeah, that's right, they do.
So, So anyway, all right. An Irish ghost story here for you, Philip.
Oh, I'm scared already.
This story happened a while ago in Dublin, and even though it sounds like an Alfred Hitchcock tale, it's true. John Bradford, a Dublin University student, was on the side of the road hitchhiking on a very dark night in the midst of a big storm, Philip. The night was rolling on, and no car went by. The storm was so strong he could hardly see a few feet ahead of him. Suddenly, he saw a car slowly coming towards him and stopped. John, desperate for shelter, and without thinking about it, got into the car and closed the door, only to realize that there was nobody behind the wheel and the engine wasn't on, Philip. The car started moving slowly. John looked at the road ahead and saw a curve approaching. Scared, he started to pray, begging for his life. Just then, the car hit the curb. A huge hand appeared out of nowhere, through the window, and turned the wheel. John, paralyzed with terror, watched as the hand came through the window but never touched or harmed him. Shortly thereafter, John saw the lights of a pub near down the road, so gathering strength, he jumped out of the car and ran into the pub. Wet and out of breath, he rushed inside, started telling everybody his horrible experience and how he just had. A silence enveloped the pub when everybody realized he was crying. He wasn't drunk. Suddenly the door opened and two other people walked in from the dark and stormy night. They, like John, were also soaked and out of breath, looking around and seeing John Bradford sobbing at the bar of the side. Look, Patty, that's the idiot that got in the car we were pushing him.
Oh, yes.
I tried to set you guys up for that one.
Yeah, I wonder where you were going with that one.
Yeah.
Wasn't a ghost after all.
Yeah, it wasn't a ghost after all. But anyway, I hope you get your yard done today before the rains come, if it comes. Maybe we won't get it. So
it's not terrible, except the places where I have to push mow. Because, see, I put that off longer.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Could you tell me where that's at, and I'd go fertilize that area
for
you.
No, you can go mow it for me.
I'd fertilize it for you.
Yeah.
I'd like to fertilize like Hank in the middle of your yard.
You're good at fertilizing. That's
for sure. Have a good day, young man. Yes. Everybody be kind.
That's Hank Bray.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville. Napa know-how!
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Morocco Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I want to thank our customers for trusting us with your appliance needs. Also, please keep your ears peeled to WRCO to win a Gladiator all-black refrigerator with delivery as part of the Father's Day call-in contest. Please stop by Memorial Day, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for a flash event on in-stock inventory. It'll be a great way to kick off your summer with some in-store and rebate savings now through the end of the week.
Some notes on today in history. In 1950, Frank Sinatra made his TV debut on The Bob Hope Show. That was also in 2000 when Simon Cowell appeared as judge on the last episode of American Idol. For him, he left to start the show X Factor. A little trivia for you. Lee DeWise won Idol that night, beating out Crystal Bowersox as well. Does not seem like it's been 14 years since that occurred. Actress Lee Merriweather is 89 today. Also, singer Bruce Coburn is 79. And born today as well, rock musician Neil Finn is 66 on the 27th day of May. Birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes today from Richland Center Primary School to Olivia Cook. Have a great day today. Also to Lawrence Bormet from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. And happy fifth to nephew Lawrence from Aunt Lori and the guys. To Olivia Coe from Lori and the guys. And to Olivia from Butch and Aunt Margaret. Have a great day today. Adeline Crook. Happy birthday, love, Grandma and Grandpa Crook as well. So have a great day, and we understand that it is birthday number 5. So happy birthday, Adeline. Geneva Spencer from the Porch Gang. All the best to Sherry Noble from Recap 18101. To Stephen McGlynn from Laurie and the Guys. Happy birthday wishes to Catherine Hall from Richland Center United Methodist Church this morning. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club saluting these fine folks on Memorial Day. Sherry Bartles, Emily Hatch, Tom Herzog, Shelley Jones, Tegan Keenitz, John Kinney, and Laura Michek. Happy birthday wishes from the RC Lions to Mary Bradford, Olivia Coe, and Gracie Joe Bradley, Willow Hampton, Garrett Bradley, Landon Wilson, Lindsay Lee, and Lori Reinhardt. Happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier this morning to Chris Alderman and Jill Wagner. Happy anniversary to Chad and Penny Clary. Happy birthday, Phyllis Pauls from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club, and to Phyllis Pauls from Sue, Judy, and Donna. Again to Lori Reinhardt from Dean and the whole gang, And from Gary and Kenda Deaver, have a great day. Lori, happy birthday wishes today on the 27th to Phyllis Elvin from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. And wishing June Welty a very happy 90th birthday with love from her children and their spouses, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. And one more time for Chad and Penny Clary from Tommy and Nancy Clary. Enjoy your day, Chad and Penny.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver, all at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Regular features, including the trivia question of the day, come up next hour here on WRCO. It's 58 degrees in Richland Center. Here's Cleve Francis.
Love affairs and broken hearts. I've done my time. I've played my part. I've seen the good that love can do. I know the pain that it can put you through. Has been no hurting since I met you. Hearts, no trying to forget you. The more we're together, the more I understand why I've been feeling like a brand new man. You do my heart good. You make love feel like it should. Anyone can see by the way I look. You do my heart good. You're as constant as the stars that shine. Sparkle in these eyes of mine. I see the world in a whole new light. Everything is beautiful with you by my side. You do my heart good. You make love feel like it should. Anyone can see by the way I look. You do my heart good.
Chris Filney, hoping you have a great day. Joanne has the news coming up next on this Memorial Day Monday.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 58 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. Morning sunshine, then clouds thicken with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 71. Tonight, showers ending this evening, then partly cloudy with a low of 50. In Richland Center, it is a sunny 58 degrees. WRCO News and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Town & Country TV and Appliance.
Walsh's Ace in Muscadet and Richland Center and Ace of La Crosse will be closed today in honor of Memorial Day. We'd like to extend our heartfelt thank you to all veterans and those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation. Enjoy your Memorial Day and thank you for your service. Walsh's Ace looks forward to serving you. Walsh's Ace appreciates your business.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A single vehicle crash in the town of Pulaski claimed the life of the driver. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of the crash Saturday afternoon at State Road 80-133. Lone Rock Fire and Lone Rock EMS were paged to assist deputies on scene. The sole occupant of the vehicle was pronounced dead at the scene. Memorial Day is the day each year when we honor and remember the fallen heroes that sacrificed their lives while serving our country. The following Memorial Day programs will be held today. A Memorial Day service will be held at the Avoca Cemetery at 9. Avoca American Legion members are asked to meet at the cemetery arch at 8:30. In the case of inclement weather, the program will be held in the school gym. The Cazenovia American Legion Post 491 Memorial Day service will be held today. Be at the American Legion Post between 8:30 and 8:45. Flag raising will be at 9. A parade follows and a ceremony will be held at the post. Lunch will be served by the 4-H Club. Memorial Day Mass at St. Killian's Catholic Church in Bear Valley will be held at 9. Following the service, there will be refreshments and fellowship in the church basement hall. The Richland Center Memorial Day Parade will step off at 10. Please note, due to planned road construction around the cemetery, the parade lineup is at 9:30 near 1st and 2nd and Jefferson Streets and will proceed at 10 to the Veterans Memorial Pavilion at Crosscut Park, with the ceremony starting immediately after. The Chapter 7 Vietnam Veterans Troop Carrier will be available for those who cannot join in the march with the colors. Veterans needing a ride should meet at the parade lineup no later than 9:45. When the Memorial Day ceremony ends, the Women's Relief Corps Water Service Remembering Those Lost at Sea will take place at North Park near the small bridge and shelter area. In the case of inclement weather, the ceremony will take place at the Richland Center High School Gymnasium starting at 10 without a parade. Memorial services will be held at Battery Park in Lone Rock at 10. At St. Malachi Church in Clyde at 11. Any veterans who want to participate in services should be at the Lone Rock Library at 9:30. Everyone is welcome to attend to honor our veterans. The Muscadet American Legion will hold a Memorial Day service at 11 at the Muscadet Cemetery. A potluck dinner will follow at the Muscadet Village Hall. All are welcome to attend. Spring Green American Legion Post 253 will honor deceased veterans at 9 at the Veterans Memorial at Veterans Park in Spring Green. A Memorial Day chicken barbecue will follow from 11 to 1, unless sold out earlier at the Spring Green Community Center. Meals will be carryout only. The Arena Ewing Johnson Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 9336 will have a rifle ceremony at noon at the Arena Cemetery. And the American Legion Post 398 will host a program at the Veterans Memorial in downtown Plain at 10. Ceremonies will also follow at 11:30 at Our Lady of the Fields Cemetery, St. Patrick's in Loretto, and will conclude at White Mound Cemetery. The High Ground will host its 14th annual Honor Ride today. For 13 years, the Honor Ride has brought veteran and civilian motorcyclists together on the day designated to hold those who died in service to our country in remembrance. The Honor Ride routes will start at 8 different locations, including Minocqua, Watertown, Appleton, Onalaska, Boscobel, Wausau, Eau Claire, and Neillsville. Volunteer route leaders have prepared scenic rides that lead to American Legion Post 73 in Neillsville. Riders are welcome to join any route at one of the scheduled stops featured on the Honor Ride website at thehighgroundhonorride.com. As riders begin arriving around 11:30 at the American Legion, They will have the opportunity to participate in basket raffles and enjoy a meal of burger and brats prepared by the American Legion while taking in the camaraderie with fellow riders. All funds raised by the Honor Ride will help the High Ground continue its service to veterans and their families. At 2:30, the riders will line up and depart the Legion at 2:45. This last ride of the day will take them through Neillsville and out to the High Ground in commemoration of Memorial Day. As Memorial Day guests welcome the riders along the flag-lined road, the Liberty Bell will ring to signal their arrival. The High Ground invites guests to gather on the plaza at 3 o'clock as the Liberty Bell rings once more for the national moment of remembrance and the beginning of the Memorial Day ceremony. The High Ground is located on Ridge Road in Neillsville. A Milwaukee Veterans Park has been adorned with the last of more than 27,000 American flags for a Memorial Day weekend, tribute to every Wisconsin resident who has died in service to their country from the Civil War onward. Volunteers finished planting the last of the 27,316 American flags for the sprawling field of flags during a Friday morning ceremony at Milwaukee Veterans Park, just north of the city's War Memorial Center along Lake Michigan. This year's display has nearly twice the number of flags as last year, when 15,015 flags were displayed, representing all Wisconsin residents killed in action since World War I. What's believed to be wreckage of a plane flown by a Wisconsin World War II flying ace is discovered in the South Pacific. Poplar native Richard Bong shot down 40 Japanese aircraft in a Lockheed P-38 Lightning fighter, nicknamed Marge after Bong's girlfriend. A Veterans Historical Center in Superior, named in Bong's honor, teamed with World War II historical preservation group Pacific Rex to search for Bong's plane, which crashed in the jungles of Papua New Guinea while another pilot was at the controls. Pacific Rex leader announced last week that his expedition discovered the plane's wreckage. Bong was killed in a plane crash in 1945 while serving as a test pilot. Bong, who shot down more enemy planes than any other American pilot, was awarded U.S. military's highest decoration, the Medal of Honor, in 1944. A Friday morning fire at a downtown Madison church may have started with a lightning strike. Madison Fire Department investigators are working to confirm that a lightning strike caused the fire in the steeple of historic Holy Redeemer Catholic Church. Crews responded after multiple 911 calls reported fire and smoke coming from the steeple. Two ladder companies attacked the fire from outside. Two engine companies gained access to the church to beat back the blaze from the inside. Two people who were inside when firefighters arrived were unaware of the fire and were told to immediately exit. Search and rescue confirmed nobody else inside. There were no injuries. Damage estimates are not available yet, but the steeple and items in or near it suffered significant water damage. More tornadoes have been confirmed from Tuesday's storms around Wisconsin. The National Weather Service confirmed Wednesday that a tornado in the Trempealeau County, city of Arcadia, hit the ground for a minute. An hour and a half later, an EF1 twister in Kokono was on the ground for 4 minutes. The latest confirmations bring the tornado total from Tuesday's storms in the state to 6. Earlier in the day, the Weather Service confirmed tornadoes in the central Wisconsin communities of Edgar and Unity, as well as Cochrane and Fountain City, both in Buffalo County along the Mississippi River. Murals to honor Green Bay Packer greats are proposed. WLUK-TV reports the paintings for Bart Starr and Ray Nitschke would be placed on or near bridges in downtown Green Bay bearing their names. Approval of the Starr mural on a building in Green Bay's downtown historic district was granted by the city's Landmarks Commission, while the Nitschke mural will to be painted on the Nitschke Bridge awaits approval from the city's Public Works Department. Approval for the images and from the Starr and Nitschke families are also needed. It's hoped the murals will be ready for next year's NFL draft in Green Bay. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has announced that a free holiday for pesticide and fertilizer licenses and farmers purchasing fertilizer will end May 31st. Pesticides and fertilizers that are registered or purchased on or after June 1st will include the applicable agrochemical cleanup program fee. The program fund had previously been on a fee holiday since 2018. The fee surcharge is based on the level of the ACCP fund on May 1st each year when DADCAP is required to review the program funds. When the fund remains above $1.5 million, DADCAP may waive the fee. When the fund balance is at or below $1.5 million, the surcharge fees are reactivated to restore the fund balance to the level necessary to operate the ACCP, which helps pay for the cost of cleaning up agrochemical spills. On May 1st, 2024, the fund balance was $1.3 million. Due to the fund being below $1.5 million, but above $750,000, half the ACCP fee will be required on all pesticide products registered and fertilizers sold on or after June 1st. When the surcharge is in effect, fertilizer and pesticide businesses pay the fee when they renew their licenses and product registration. When every second counts, blood products can provide life-saving care. The American Red Cross asked the public to give blood or platelets to keep hospitals prepared for all transfusion needs, including emergencies. Type O blood donors and donors giving platelets are especially needed right now. Two blood drives will be held this week. The first will be tomorrow from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Senior Center. The second will be held Saturday from 8 to noon at the Midland United Methodist Church in Mays, Domaney. Book a time to give now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows.
Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I want to thank our customers for trusting us with your appliance needs. Also, please keep your ears peeled to WRCO to win a Gladiator all-black refrigerator with delivery as part of the Father's Day call-in contest. Please stop by Memorial Day, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for a flash event on in-stock inventory. It'll be a great way to kick off your summer with some in-store and rebate savings now through the end of the week.
Today is Monday, May 27th. Charlene B. Charlie Linscheid, 82 of Richland Center, died Tuesday after a long, courageous battle with scleroderma. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Tuesday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's Catholic Church or the National Scleroderma Foundation. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. For Charlene B., Charlie Linscheid, 82 of Richland Center. Jerry R. Rowe, 80 of Platteville, formerly of Muscadet, died Saturday at Edenbrook Manor in Platteville. A funeral service will be held Thursday at 4 at the Melby Funeral Home in Platteville. Burial will be at Hillside Cemetery, Platteville, following the service. Friends may call at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory Thursday from 1 until the time of service at 4. Jerry R. Rowe, 80 of Platteville, formerly of Muscadet.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Help